Good morning. This is your daily inspiration. We would like to think this morning about the Lord of hosts, the Lord of heaven and earth, the creator of all things, the righteous judge. In him is all faithfulness. From his throne flows great and powerful love, pure love, and is holy. There's a call in Psalms 95 for us to praise him. And it says in verse 1, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people who do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swore unto my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Our Heavenly Father is calling for praise. If you would consider this morning how worthy he is, as the waves of the sea around the globe dash against the rocks and the sands, as the tides roll in and out, as the moon pulls its gravity one way and another. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Praise ye the Lord. This morning as you rise up, your breath is not an accident. Your strength has a design. We have a treasure in health and being in existence. You know, when I was a small boy, I think I've had thoughts like, I wish I would just die, be able to die and just disappear, so I would not have to be accountable to a great judgment that comes. But I do thank the Lord that he has shown me there's a way to escape this judgment that's coming. And this morning, as I desire to give you an inspiration, don't forget. The coming judgment. Don't forget the way he hath made by the remission of sins, by the cross, through the suffering and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the burial and the resurrection and the ascension. He reigns and rules, the only and true wise God in Pontus. Come before him this morning with trembling and fear. Call upon his name for mercy. Praise his name from your lips. This morning, you have an opportunity to proclaim the righteousness that is in Jesus Christ, to walk in faith towards your God. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. It's not worth it. There are better things. There are better things awaiting. These earthly trials, these earthly temptations are only for a season. But eternity is awaiting. Eternity. Will you praise his name today? Will you be thankful? Will you consider every small trial is but a test May you keep patience today. May you remember the Lord who has created you. And that would be my inspiration for you today. Praise you, the Lord, no matter what may come. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for he is your great reward. In Jesus' name, amen.